All right. Thanks, Yitz and Debbie, for having us here. Appreciate it. This is our series of Shiurim on Shemitah. So we mentioned, I think, at some point along the way, that I thought it was important to have Shiurim about Shemitah during Shemitah, the same way that the Gemara says that there is a special idea of talking about and discussing the halachos of a holiday on the holiday itself. I mean, Pesach, Shavuos, Purim. We know there's an idea of talking about it a few days, 30 days beforehand, and certainly on the Yom Tov also, the Gemara says, is a special idea as well. So here also during Shemitah, we have an entire year to spend talking about the different aspects, both halacha and hashkafa, of Shemitah. So, that being said, so we're going to talk in the next few minutes about the Isser of Svichim, which is something which many people have heard of, but not everybody understands exactly what the parameters are and when it applies and when it doesn't apply and whether it's practical or not practical. So that's what we're going to focus on here. Unfortunately, I have an outline, but I don't have a source sheet. If you want to see the sources inside, I'll be more than happy to direct you to them afterwards where exactly to find them. There goes my computer. Okay, let's get the screen back. All right. Okay, just to review here. So this part I think most of us know already, but we'll just review and make sure that this is clear. According to the Torah says that you're allowed to eat fruit or vegetables that grow during Shemitah. The Torah says specifically that the svichim that are in your field during the Shemitah year, you cannot harvest, which means you can't harvest them in the normal way. What that means is that, in theory, you are allowed to harvest them just, you know, a few at a time or whatever, not in the normal way, but you are allowed to harvest them, and you are allowed to eat them. So, according to the Torah, svichim, which again is defined, svichim are defined as vegetables or other things that grow by themselves during the Shemitah year. That's the initial definition of Shemitah, of svichim in the Torah. And the Torah indicates that you're allowed to eat them. That's the real midaraisa. Come along the Chachamim and say that it's forbidden. They say that svichim, which, according to what we're saying again, are produce that grows by itself during Shemitah, and by extension, we also certainly apply that to produce that was grown intentionally during Shemitah. Both of them, halacha, are included. The original gzeira was against things that grew by themselves, and the reason why, as it says here, this is based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalet, I think it is. The rabbis were afraid that that people were going to go and do things secretly. Meaning, in the dead of night, people would go and drop seeds in the ground, and then the seeds would sprout. And if, according to the Torah, vegetables or crops that grow by themselves are permissible, then when they sprout, they grow, let's say, a few weeks later, a month or two later, the people will say, oh, it grew by itself, I can eat it. And really what happened is that they planted it when they weren't supposed to in the middle of the night. So therefore, Chazal wanted to make sure to prevent that from happening. And therefore they forbade svichim, even vegetables that grew, or plants that, crops that grew by themselves, were forbidden to prevent people from intentionally planting during Shemitah in a forbidden way. So based on that, again, the halacha is that things that grow during Shemitah are not allowed to be eaten. Now, there are a lot of questions which come up based on this, and in terms of understanding the details, that's what we're going to do now over the next few minutes. The first point, which is not even on the outline, but this is the most important point, which I alluded to in 1b, where it says, vegetables, grains, and legumes that grew by themselves were planted during Shemitah cannot be eaten. So svichim only applies to certain types of things. Okay, I think this many of us know already. Svichim does not apply to fruits. There's no prohibition of svichim on fruits. Therefore, anything which grows, fruits that grow during the Shemitah year are allowed to be eaten. The issue of svichim applies specifically to vegetables which grew during the Shemitah year, grain that grew during the Shemitah year, and legumes, beans, and stuff like that that grew during the Shemitah year. Why is that? And the reason why is based on what we said before, that vegetables and grains and legumes are basically what usually have seeds. Okay, you drop the seeds in the ground, and then within a few weeks or a few months, they sprout. As opposed to a tree, you can't do that with a tree. A tree, you know, takes a long time for a tree to grow. And if you put seeds in the ground for a tree now, it's going to start, you know, growing and producing fruit for at least another year or two afterwards, which is already going to be after Shemitah. And you know, you do that the year before, and you can get fruit during Shemitah. So for fruits, basically, the Isra Svichim doesn't apply, as opposed to for these three things. So that's the most important point to keep in mind, and that's why, as we'll get to later, there is Otsar Beitin for fruits the entire year of Shemitah, as opposed to for vegetables, there is only Otsar Beitin in a limited way, and we'll have to get to exactly how and why and where, which we'll get to shortly. Okay. That being said, let's go to number two now. There are a number of cases where the Isser of Sfichim does not apply, and many of these things are the types of products that you'll find in the store, which is why not so many people are concerned with Isser of Sfichim when you go and buy your vegetables. Number one is the Heter Mechira, meaning if the Heter Mechira is valid, if you hold that really the land is halakhically sold to a non-Jew, and if you hold that the sale is valid, and that really it's not considered to be Shemitah produce, and you hold that it's not, the land is not owned by a Jew, etc., etc., so then the Isser of Sfichim does not apply. Why is that? The reason why is because of the whole problem of Sfichim, the whole concern is that a Jew is going to go and plant produce intentionally in the field during Shemitah, so if the land is owned by a non-Jew, so then you don't really have that concern. This is true, by the way, for Heter Mechira, as well as, it's not on the sheep, but as well as Yibul Nachri, or Nachri or Chutz Laretz, anything which is grown by Arabs during the Shemitah year, is also not included in Isser Sfichim for the same idea, that as long as the Jew is not the one that owns the field, so we're not concerned that the Jew is going to go plant intentionally in a prohibited way. Because the non-Jews feel the non-Jews allowed to plant during Shemitah, and if the non-Jew owns the field, then the Jew plants during Shemitah, so that's, again, that's a question of Heter Mechira, that some say that's okay, some say that's not okay, but in terms of Sfichim, it's not not a problem.
Does that make an assumption that it's the mitzvah on the person as opposed to the land has,
like the chiyuv, so to speak? So that's a big question, which, not for now. There's a big machlokas in the Rishonim and the Achronim whether the halacha of v'shav saharet, of the land resting, the mitzvah of the Torah, that the land should rest, is that on the person or on the land? But we generally paskin, and this is a whole machlokas also, if you have, let's say, produce which is grown by non-Jews, again, we call yibul nachri. All right, so is there kedushat shviyah to the yibul nachri? So I don't know if we ever spoke about that in any of our shiurim. I think actually we probably did. That's a big machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. And others. The Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, holds that there's no Kedusha Shvius if it's grown by a non-Jew on non-Jewish land, so then the whole concept of Kedusha Shvius does not apply, and according to that, there's no problem. What is that?
On non-Jewish
land owned by non-Jews. Either grown by non-Jews on non-Jewish land, or grown by Jews on non-Jewish land. Either way, if the non-Jew owns the land, so the Beis Yosef says there's no Kedusha Shvius. The Mabit disagrees. He says even on non-Jewish owned land, which means Yibul Nachri, as well as the case where the non-Jew owns the land and the Jew grows it. Either way. Right, so he says it still has Kedusha Shvius. Okay. So in most places, the accepted halacha is like the Beis Yosef, which is that there's no Kedusha Shvius.
Yeah.
So B'nai Brak is the only case where maybe it's different. The Chazon Ish seems to have held that that the Mabit was correct, in which case even non-Jewish produce does have Kedusha Shvius, and you have to treat it as such. So based on that, it could be that would be different. But according to the Beis Yosef and everybody else, so then you would say basically that if there's no Kedusha Shvius, so according to most opinions, there is also no Isser of Sfichim. Okay. Now, the truth is, I should say, even according to the Mabit, I think he would still say that the Isser of Sfichim doesn't apply, even though he says that there's Kedusha Shvius. But if it's owned by a non-Jew, again, the whole concern of the Rambam, that people are going to come to intentionally plant when they're not supposed to, is not a concern if the land is owned by a non-Jew. So even if you don't like the Mabit, we do look at the land a little bit more so, and it has Kedusha Shvius, even if it's a non-Jew owns it, he's still in terms of Sfichim, because the reason doesn't apply, so therefore he would still say it's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably not. Why is that? So we'll have to get to the details in a few minutes. Okay, that's in terms of Heter Mechira. Again, those who do not rely on Heter Mechira, basically, if they really don't rely on Heter Mechira, they're going to say that all Heter Mechira is a problem with Sfichim. If we're talking about vegetables that grew mostly during the Shemitah year, they're going to say it's a problem, and they'll say that's why you can't eat it. Okay. Matzah menutak. So that's, matzah menutak is things that are detached produce, meaning they're grown not directly on the ground. They're grown in hothouses and with a sheet of plastic or something else separating between them and the ground. You'll see that in the stores beginning around now and continuing for much of the year. So that also, assuming that you're allowed to plant it, so there also, there is no, according to most postmen, there's no Isser of Sfichim on those either, because the Isser of Sfichim is only for forbidden planting, and forbidden planting, again, for those purposes, we're assuming is in the ground. So that's why Matzah Menutak is permissible for lettuce and for other cucumbers and other things that they use it for. 2C, areas of Eretz Yisrael that are not included in the borders of Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni, which is known as Oli Bavel. So this is an important one. This is also based on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Shemitah that that the Isser of Sfichim only applies to the area of Eretz Yisrael, which is generally considered to be Eretz Yisrael for mitzvahs of Tlios Baretz. Basically, what that means is, the way we paskin, is that for during the time of Bayis Sheni, in the Second Temple period, which is what they call Oli Bavel, after the Jews came back from Babel, so that area for Trumos and Masros and most other area, aspects of mitzvahs of Tlios Baretz, that's the defining borders. And anything which is not included in that area, even if it was settled by Jews in the First Temple period, is not included when it comes to the Isser of Sfichim. That's what the Rambam says. So based on that, again, we'll have to get to this in a little while, in a few minutes. Based on that, the halacha is that the southern parts of Eretz Yisrael, which is a question of exactly where, and this Rav Orlean spoke about in his shir a month ago, and possibly a few other parts of Eretz Yisrael, which are not included in Olei Bavel, are not included in Isser of Sfichim. And again, you can't plant there during Shemitah. That's according to the Rambam, says that even areas that were not settled by people during the Bayis Sheni, but they were settled by people during the Bayis Rishon, during what they call Olei Mitzrayim. So those areas, according to the Rambam, still are subject to the prohibitions of Shemitah, meaning that you're not allowed to plant there, and all the other malachas during Shemitah that you can't do, you're not allowed to do in those areas as well. That's what the Rambam holds. There are others who disagree, but we generally pass on like the Rambam. However, the Isser of Sfichim does not apply there. Okay, so that's essentially the situation where you can't plant, but anything that grew from before Shemitah or by itself during Shemitah or any of those kinds of things, the halacha will be that the Isser of Sfichim will not be relevant. And that, of course, is going to be very important when it comes to understanding Otzer Haaretz, which we'll do in just a minute. 2D. Produce that started to grow before the Shemitah year, according to some. So this is another important point, and you want to understand how we have otzar based in vegetables. According to what we're saying, for Sfichim, you should never be allowed to eat vegetables during the Shemitah year, because we know, or something we may know, that the halacha is, according to the Gemara, that the status of vegetables follows the time that they're picked, as opposed to fruits, which follow the time when they begin to grow, the chanata. So vegetables, the status is based on when they're picked. So therefore, if the vegetables are picked during the Shemitah year, so then they're automatically Shemitah vegetables, and they have Kedusha Shvius. And in addition, if you hold there's an Isser of Sfichim, then the Isser of Sfichim should apply to any vegetables which were Shemitah vegetables, which were picked during the Shemitah year. So how then can you eat any vegetables that were picked during this year, if they're not Hetzer Mechira? And the answer is, basically, that this point here is what many of the kashrus organizations rely on to allow for otzar based in vegetables for the first part of the year, basically from Rosh Hashanah until around now, and even for the next month or two, depending on which vegetables you're talking about. Most Rishonim, including the Rosh Mishantz, possibly the Ramban, the Chazon Ish holds this way, many others as well, hold that in terms of the Isser Sfichim, it's not based on when it's picked. Rather, the Isser Sfichim is based on when it's sprouted. So if the produce sprouted during the Shemitah year, so then the halacha is that it's subject to the Isser Sfichim, you can't eat it, end of story. But if the produce began to sprout before the Shemitah year began, even if it wasn't picked yet, but let's say before Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the vegetable is already visible in the ground, even maybe just the top, but certainly if, let's say, you have a carrot or a cucumber and the top part of the cucumber is already coming out of the ground when the Shemitah year begins, so according to most opinions, that is not subject to the Isser of Sfichim. Why? Because it's already coming out. It's already coming out before Rosh Hashanah begins, and therefore you could be lenient based on that. And that's why we have otzar based in vegetables, Kedusha Shvius vegetables, at this time of year, again, depending on which ones, because all those vegetables started growing before Shemitah, they sprouted before Shemitah, even if they were picked after Shemitah. The reason why you have different times of year for different types of vegetables is because they grow at different speeds. Okay, you have cucumbers and zucchinis and stuff like that grow very fast. So they're already within, you know, a few days after Shemitah, within a month after Shemitah, so you'll already begin to have the problem of the Isser Sfichim, as opposed to carrots and potatoes and onions, which are just now coming onto the market as Kedusha Shvius. Meaning, because carrots and onions and potatoes grow much more slowly. So right now, carrots have started to be Kedusha Shvius over the past couple of weeks. That's because those carrots are the ones that already were sprouting before Shemitah began, and only now, you know, 3 months later, have they actually fully grown and been picked. So that's why you're able to have Kedusha Shvius for those things. But again, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that it's based on... What did you say? Yeah, meaning you're allowed to eat them as Kedusha Shvius, and there's no way to serve Sfichim, because they sprouted beforehand. According to the Rambam, the halacha is different because the Rambam holds that it's based on when you pick it. Just like the Kiddush HaShvius is based on when you pick it, for Sfichim also is based on when you pick it. According to the Rambam, you can't have otar-based vegetables, basically. It won't work, with a few exceptions, but overall you can't have otar-based vegetables. And here in Yad Binyamin, the Badatz Beit Yosef, which is the Machzene HaShuk Shemitah store, they follow, Badatz Beit Yosef follows the Rambam, which is what the Orlet Sion of Ben Sion Abba Shaul held. Not Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya, I believe, held like the Rosh here, that it was okay. But Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul and the Badatz Beit Yosef, they're machmir, like the other opinion, that you can't have vegetables. And therefore, if you go to the Machzene HaShuk Shemitah store, you generally will not have seen any Shemitah, Otzer Beit, and vegetables for the past couple months, with the exception of bananas, which we'll get to in a minute. All right, any quick questions before we move on? All right. Number three, Svichin in the garden. So if you have vegetables that you grow in your garden, so the same halachas apply if they sprouted after the Shemitah year began, so then you can't eat them. And number two, according to most poskim, you have to uproot them. You have to be okerotam, because we want to make sure that people don't think that you were going to eat them, or that you planted them in a prohibited way. So it's generally accepted by many of the poskim that you have to uproot them and leave them there. Meaning they still have kedushat shvi'it, so you can't, you know, ruin them, but you can't eat them either, so therefore you basically just cut them out around and just leave them on the ground and just let them stay there. That's what most people say that you're supposed to do. Okay. All right, in terms of practical applications of what you find in the store, number four. So as we mentioned before, Heter Mechira, if you hold to the Heter Mechira, is not a problem. But those that don't have a real problem of Svichim with Heter Mechira. Again, if you hold that Heter Mechira shouldn't be done, but once it's done, it's valid, meaning sort of b'di'evit it's okay, then again, there's no way sort of Svichim. But those, especially in the Haredi world, where they really don't hold to the Heter Mechira at all, it's completely worthless, so they will say that you can't eat any vegetables from the Heter Mechira because of the Isser of Svichim. And in addition to that, many of them will say they won't eat in your house because you cooked vegetables of Heter Mechira in your pots and pans. And according to many of the poskim, if it's really usser, if it's a real isser, the same thing as other types of isurim, like treif, so then that actually might treif up your pots and pans as well. That's brought down in the Derech Hamuna by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that would be a problem. Again, the rest of us would say, well, because there's a tzad that some people say the Heter Mechira is valid, so maybe you don't have to kosher your dishes because it's not a definite, it's not an absolute. But if you really hold it, there's no basis for the Heter Mechira whatsoever, then one could argue that that you have a problem.
If somebody holds it, there's no basis for the Heter Mechira whatsoever.
Yeah.
But they still have the fruit, not stupid.
Yeah, fruit is a different question.
That's
a question of Shomer V'Nevad, which is basically that you plant it in a prohibited way. So some posts can hold that it's prohibited to eat, and some posts can hold that it's okay, including Rosh Hashanah Zamaner of Moshe, maybe.
And if you eat it,
correct. But again, some will say that in Yerushalayim, they're machmir, that Shomer V'Nevad is a problem. And if it was planted in a prohibited way, then you can't eat it whatsoever.
Would they also hold that it makes your pots?
So Shomer V'Nevad, I don't believe that Shomer V'Nevad, I shouldn't say that. Shomer V'Nevad also could be a question. If you really hold Shomer V'Nevad as usher, then it could be a problem. But the thing is, Shomer V'Nevad is more of a basis to say that it's okay. Meaning that even if you're machmir, everybody agrees there are some Rishon that held the Shomer V'Nevad as mutter. It's clear in the I think, is it the Rashba and the Ramban, it's clear that they hold that Shomer V'Nevad is permissible. So there is Shamur V'Nevad. The produce was guarded in the field when it wasn't supposed to be, or it was planted when it wasn't supposed to be. Again, that's also a subject of Shir by itself, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman or Moshe finds in both, in Tshuvas, both right that you can be making on Shomer V'Nevad, at least to some degree.
You can't be with the vegetables because it's
Svichim. Correct, yeah. And other poskim say no. Other in Yerushalayim, many poskim say that the minhag in Yerushalayim is to be machmir on Shomer V'Nevad. All right, next, Kedusha Shvius, we mentioned that's vegetables that sprouted at the beginning of before the beginning of Shemitah. So in terms of Otzar Haaretz, what do they do? What's this whole business of Ole Mitzrayim that you see in Otzar Haaretz? So based on what we said before, essentially what they're doing is they're growing produce in land that was only land which was owned and settled by Jews in the time of the Bais Rishon, not the time of the Bais Sheni. Essentially what they did is they said that the land that our vegetables are growing is not subject to the Isser of Svichim. So even if you say that we're not supposed to do what we do, but it's not subject to the Isser of Svichim. How does it work in terms of things that are Kedusha Shvius or not Kedusha Shvius? So Adina pointed out to me that in the Otzar Haaretz store, so they have carrots from Ole Mitzrayim area, which is Kedusha Shvius, and they have... Oh, Philip, and you have cucumbers, which right now say that they're from Ole Mitzrayim area that are not Kedusha Shvius. Essentially, it's like this. Okay, essentially, what they do in the Otzar Haaretz, the Otzar Haaretz story, and the story is like this. The areas of Olei Mitzrayim, basically, that they're, many of the areas that they're using, are areas where everybody agrees, like we said before, according to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to plant there. Okay, planting there is prohibited during Shemitah. The only thing that's okay is that there's no Isser of Sfichim. So if that's the case, essentially, you know, for the first part of the year, they can have vegetables which are subject to Kedushas Shvi'is because, as we said before, they began to sprout before the Shemitah year began. And right now, that's the story with carrots. Carrots that are being sold now sprouted before the Shemitah year began. But as we said before, in terms of Kedushas Shvi'is, it's based on when they're picked. So as long as they're picked during Shemitah, they have Kedushas Shvi'is, but there's no Sfichim. And in this case, there's no Sfichim also because there's no problem of Olei Mitzrayim, because they're an Olei Mitzrayim, there's no Isser of Sfichim to begin with. And that would be true, by the way, even according to the Badat Beit Yosef, even according to the Rambam, who holds about the Isser of Sfichim, it's based on when you pick it. Here, they would still say it's not a problem because it's in the area of Olei Mitzrayim. However, vegetables that were later than that, meaning planting actual vegetables during Shemitah, is still not allowed in the area of Olei Mitzrayim. Therefore, any vegetables that were planted during Shemitah, they have to use the Heter Mechira. And that's essentially what they do there. Meaning, they use the Heter Mechira together with Kedushas Shvi'is. So any farmers that want to keep Shemitah properly, they do Otzar Beis Din, and they take the vegetables that began to sprout before the Shemitah year began. All the rest of the fields in that area basically use Heter Mechira. And what they argue, based on Rosh Shlomo Zalman and a few other poskim, is that the Heter Mechira is less of a problem if it's done in the area of Olei Mitzrayim. So essentially what they're doing is they're relying on the Heter Mechira, but they say the Heter Mechira is more valid, more legitimate in these areas. And then after that, they say that, you know, that there's no Kedushas Shvi'is if it was actually planted during Shemitah and grown during Shemitah, but there's no Isser Sfichim. So some of the severity of planting during Shemitah in other respects does not apply here because there's no Isser Sfichim. So that Isser doesn't, that will not be relevant. Does that answer the question?
It's a little bit confusing, honestly.
Okay.
So
to clarify,
so you have to either, so people in there, they either have to do one or the other, right? You can't really.
So in terms of the fields choose one or the other. I mean, the farmers that want to keep Shemitah,
correct?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Done.
So the farmers
then
that
you plant, and then you
right.
then you do Heter Mechira.
Right. The farmers that keep Shemitah, so basically they're gonna. Some of them will use Kedushas Shvi'is. And they'll basically say that we're not selling our fields, we're going to do things the right way. And any vegetables which grow later, they're not planting anything else afterwards. That's it. They'll, whatever profit they get will be based on this part of the year and, you know, fruits later. The field, yeah. The other fields that are using Heter Mechira, so they're going to be planting and doing lots of work all year round. Again, the non-Jews do a lot of the work these days, which is good for Shemitah, it's much better that way. But they're using Heter Mechira, and they'll just say that, you know, there's no Isser Sfichim because it's in the area of Olei Mitzrayim. But that's when they write on all the things in the store, you know, cucumbers from the area of Olei Mitzrayim, basically those are coming from fields that use the Heter Mechira. So there's no Kedushas Shvi'is because they're Heter Mechira, but there's also no Isser Sfichim, so it's not quite as bad as, let's say, vegetables that grew in other parts of Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year if they're planted using Heter Mechira.
Does that answer Dina's question? Why there's a conflict? Can the cucumbers have come from a farmer that's down south, but used the Heter Mechira, but held by Heter Mechira, and then the peppers or whatever, carrots?
Yeah, so they came from farmers
from
that, yeah, correct.
Otzar
Haaretz has different fields. Okay, Otzar Haaretz owns different fields. And some of their fields, I think your daughter went, or no, it was Karen, it was your daughter that went to the fields. Some of the fields are Kedushas Shvi'is fields, meaning that they're keeping Shemitah normally with Kedushas Shvi'is. And some of the fields rely on Hechira. So the carrots they got were from the fields of people that kept Shemitah, you know, with Otzar based in. And the cucumbers right now are from people that are basically relying on that through Hechira, but saying there's no Isser Sfichim, so it's less of a problem.
So I remember there was a kind of a controversy about Olei Mitzrayim, whether it is Kedushas Shvi'is or not. But
so that's true. That's true. There are some
posts. If they did, if they're doing Heter Mechira, then there's not.
I think everybody agrees that if you rely, everybody agrees that if there is Heter Mechira and you rely on Heter Mechira, then there's no Kedushas Shvi'is. You could be machmir if you want. Rav Kook says if you want to be machmir, you could be machmir. But if mikra den, there's no Kedushas Shvi'is.
Right.
The machlokas about Olei Mitzrayim, you're correct. There is a machlokas about it. The minog l'maisa is that most people do treat Olei Mitzrayim with Kedushas Shvi'is. And that's what all the things are, the carrots and the earlier the cucumbers and everything, that's what it's based on. Meaning some would say for those vegetables, even though they say on a Kedushas Shvi'is, some would say you don't have to keep Kedushas Shvi'is because it comes from the area of Olei Mitzrayim. But the minog l'maisa is that most people do keep Kedushas Shvi'is.
Yeah.
And the only other point to mention here is that there are some areas in the southern part of Israel, in the Arava, which everybody agrees is not included in the borders even of Olei Mitzrayim. Meaning that area was not even populated during the Bais Rishon, and that everybody would agree is not included in Kedushas Shvi'is, is not included in the prohibitions of planting, not included in the Sfichim, nothing. The problem is we don't know where that is. Okay, the Machlokas is, where is that point? Where is the boundary? And this Rav Orlian spoke about in his shir about a month ago, which is on Yotara. You can listen to it. That's the big Machlokas. Where do you draw the line? Which kibbutzim are included in the border of possibly Ole Mitzrayim, even Ole Bavel, depending on how far south that goes in the Arava and the Negev? Which ones are not included? The area of Utsar Ha'aretz, which they're talking about of Ole Mitzrayim, is actually near Sderot. It's actually southwest of Ashkelon, near Sderot, where everybody agrees it's included in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not included in the area of, according to many at least, it's not included in the area of Ole Bavel. The southern Arava, some people say, is not included whatsoever. But again, you can't tell from those Arava what's what. Right now they're writing everything is Ole Mitzrayim. I'm not sure, actually. I tried to find this out, but I couldn't figure out yet whether what they're saying is Ole Mitzrayim also includes things in the southern portion of Israel, close to Eilat, or whether it's only the areas which are close to Sderot and Ashkelon, which everybody agrees is included in Eretz Yisrael, but just might not be included in the Ole Bavel, which means there's no Yisrael Sfichim, but you still can't plant there. Okay,
so
yeah.
Though, I mean, are we kind of implying that we don't necessarily
have to rely on Hezekiah? If you're using Otsar, you should be aware that the parts that they're saying are Ole Mitzrayim, which if they're coming from the area near Sderot and Ashkelon, which I think they are, but again, I haven't found out yet. I'm still trying to find out. When they write Ole Mitzrayim, does that also mean the area in the Arava? Or that's a different story, because Arava, some people say, is not included whatsoever. The area near Sderot is included in Eretz Yisrael in terms of planting and Heter Mechira, just maybe there's no Isra of Sfichim. So you're basically, it's like a half Heter Mechira, meaning Heter Mechira is used, but the Isra of Sfichim, which makes eating the vegetables more problematic, that doesn't exist. The only issue is maybe what we call Shomer V'Nevad, meaning you don't want to rely on Heter Mechira to begin with, and whether you're allowed to eat things that which were planted in the Shemitah when they weren't supposed to be. So
if you're going to be Mechil on the Shomer V'Nevad,
then it's fine.
And you don't rely on the Heter Mechira, then it's
right.
A short
part. Correct. I mean, even if you don't rely on the Heter Mechira, but you're Mekel on Shomer V'Nevad, which Rav Shlomo Zalman is, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is, and a few others are, you could still eat them. But if you hold like Minhag Yerushalayim, that you're Machmer on Shomer V'Nevad, and you completely don't hold the Heter Mechira, meaning it's completely worthless, it's not valid even after the fact, after it was done, so then, yeah, then you might want not want to eat those vegetables.
Is Rav Tal
I don't know. I don't know where Rav Tal holds it. I think he doesn't hold it there. I think he doesn't hold to that.
No, I mean the Shomer V'Nevad.
What'd you say?
The Shomer V'Nevad.
Yeah.
Is he
what? To be honest, I'm not sure. Maybe Rav Kadosh knows better. I don't know. he is Mekel on the Arava.
I
mean, Misayim, Mod Kama Dakot.
No, I say that because sometimes, all of us here may have people over from his Kihilah.
Right, so you have to ask them. I don't know. I can find out. I don't know offhand. What's it called? Rav Tal is Mekel based on the southern, the Arava stuff. That the stuff they get into Ardachayim is from the Arava. That they're Mekel on even without a Heter Mechira. I don't know what he holds about Shomer V'Nevad. The area of Ole Mitzrayim, I think Rav Tal is not so happy with the Heter Mechira the Otzar Haaretz used. That's why Rav Tal, from what I understood, did not want to use the Otzar Haaretz. Okay. All right, let's just finish up very, very quick here. In terms of number five, so we're not going to go through this in detail right now, but there are questions about certain vegetables which maybe are not included in the Isra of Sfichim, even though they may be vegetables, passiflora, bananas, papayas, are all questions whether their status is vegetables or fruits. It's a big machlokas in the poskim, what their status is, both for making brachas, as well as orla, as well as shemitah. When it comes to sfichim, so many poskim hold for all three of these, that there's no problem of sfichim because of the fact that the fruit takes a long time before it grows, because the growth that it has is something which it grows for a long time. And it's like a tree in that the banana actually has a tree, but even the other ones, they're not something which you can just drop a seed in the ground and it grows presto, a few months later. It takes a long time, in which case the concern that people will drop their seeds in the ground intentionally and then it's going to sprout, that concern doesn't really apply the same way that for a tree. There's no concern that somebody's going to drop a seed in the ground and the tree's going to sprout the next day and then you have, fruits for Shemitah. That's not going to happen. Number six, is Sfichin an Isra Achila or also an Isra Hana? So this is also a big machlokas, whether Sfichin is only Achila or also Hana. The Rambam mentions specifically Achila, and that's what the Mikdash Zavin and a few others hold, that it's only Achila, no Isra Hana. But others say, including the Chazon Ish seems to say this, so it's not so clear, he seems to say that Isra Hana would apply to certain Sfichim that are usually used in ways other than ways other than food. Again, without getting into the details now, Rav Daniel spoke about this in his shir a month ago, when it comes to certain kinds of flowers. So flowers are not usually eaten, but if you hold that if the flowers are actually designed for smelling, which some maybe are and many are not, but if you hold that it's a problem, or other things, spices that are used for smelling specifically, not for eating, so those things as a discussion, it could be that those are also usher in terms of svichin, even if you're not eating them, even just to smell them, according to those that are machmir would say that that's a problem of svichin based on the isur hana. Again, most flowers today, Rav Daniel spoke about this last time, so I'm not going to go into it now. Many flowers are not designed specifically for smell, it's more for beauty, and therefore it may not be a problem for flowers, but again, you have to listen to the shir. It's a bit complex. Okay, and the last point we already discussed, the svichim, chafe up your utensils. So we already mentioned that before, that if you really hold that that it's a problem, let's say for Hetzer Mechira, so there's a problem, according to many, not all, but according to many, there is a problem of chafing up your utensils. Again, we're not going to get into that now. Most people hold that when it comes to Hetzer Mechira, that that it's not a problem because there's at least one sad to be made over the Hetzer Mechira, even if you choose not to rely on it, but there is a sad that it works. There also, I saw in some of the Sfarim, some of the Haredi Sfarim, they say that even if you're machmir on svichim, even if you're machmir on utensils, you go to somebody's house that is, let's say, lenient, like based on the Hetzer Mechira. So they did point out that there is the same kula as you have with Nakosha, which is that if it's Eino Ben Yomo, if the utensil was not used for 24 hours, so b'di Eved, you can eat food that was cooked in that utensil, even if the utensil had been used previously for cooking vegetables, which are also based on svichim. Okay. Because svichim is an isur d'rabbanan, so the same way that other isurim d'rabbanan, according to many opinions, are actually going to trafe it up. Again, that's not a question, not for now, but it's quite a discussion for, let's say, chalav akum, and for real chalav akum, for bishul akum is also a question. All these kind of things, there's a strong start to say that they trafe up your pots, and you have to kasher them. The only difference is, again, for hetzer mechira, that many people say hetzer mechira is valid, so that's why maybe the halacha is different when it comes to that, because even if you're machmir, but some other people say it's fine, maybe you don't have to kosher your utensils. Okay, any other quick questions before we finish up? Okay. All right.